Well, hello everyone. Hope you are doing well. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Been a lovely, fantastic weekend. Bit chilly in places and we had some rain yesterday, but overall it's been a really nice weekend. I've got to admit, I do feel that we need some rain because the soil is incredibly dry and I'm getting a little worried that we're going to have droughts this year. But my prediction is actually going to be, I think in June, we're going to have a lot of rain and we're going to end up with a wet summer. Touch wood, that doesn't happen, but that's my prediction at this moment in time. So, what have I been up to over this weekend? Well, Saturday I went down the allotment and I got the lawnmower out, chopped up a lot more of the twigs and stuff and the waste to go into the compost heap. This is going to be a constant job that I'm going to be doing every time I go to the allotment on the weekend. Now, my lawnmower I have on the allotment is playing around, I've noticed. It's a petrol lawnmower, which is getting really annoying, but it's got a few holes in it which are rusting away, and as I'm using it, it's getting worse. So I've got to think about what I'm going to do with that in the future. Apart from that, there's a bit of weeding, and I've harvested some purple sprouting broccoli and planted out some cabbages. Now, these were the cabbages sown back in January from the Seed Supporters Club. They are now in the ground. They've got added some lime to the soil, so they will hopefully grow nice and big, but they are already looking pretty damn good. Really pleased with it. Just got to hope the birds don't eat any of it. Now, here at home, I've mowed the lawn here at home as well, and my lawnmower at home is playing around now. The belt slipped off, which I've got to try and fix. This is a Flymo type, so I've got to rethink that. I do actually want to get myself a new lawnmower, something I'm discussing with a wife, but that's a whole nother subject. And what else did I do? I've potted up quite a few more cauliflowers. Again, these are the all year round from the Seed Supporters Club. They're going to go fantastic down on the allotment, and a few at home as well once I get them to that stage. I've sown the courgettes, actually. I'm going to talk about courgettes in just a moment. Sown the courgettes were in maize seed gift pack. And I've been basically just watering as well. Basically, a lot of planting out, pricking out, and watering. Soil is so dry at the moment, it's quite unbelievable. So courgettes, yeah, I'm going to have to do a podcast on how to grow courgettes, or a feature episode on courgettes, because courgettes are really quite easy to grow, really easy to grow. And in fact, I would actually say they are so easy that most gardeners will get gluts of courgettes, which I see as being a good thing. Now, I've sown a seed in my usual seed sowing compost in the trays, heated propagator. They will germinate, and once they start growing, I'll move them on through my stages and then prick them out. They will grow very, very quickly. I reckon by next Sunday, I'll be looking at pricking them out, in all honesty, because of how fast they grow. Now, what we got to make sure we do with these is that we don't get water on the stem. Like with the cucumbers, if we get water on the stem, we could lead to quite a few problems with stem rot. But that's easy. We just water from the bottom. We'll plant out the courgettes in about mid-May, straight into the ground, pretty fertile, well-manured or composted soil that's been well-prepared in advance, and just keep them well watered and a bit of tomato feed every now and then once they start flowering. As easy as that. Courgettes are so easy to grow as long as you look after them and don't let water get on the stem. Once the gluts start coming, keep picking the courgettes. I should say you probably only need about two plants, in all honesty. Two plants I normally find is plenty, but four plants, it really can be too many for most people. So aim between two and four plants, depending on how big your family is. Plant them up and they will grow quite happily and enjoy them. Courgettes, I love courgette gluts because I think that's where we suddenly get very imaginative and ways to use them. I've thrown them in curries before. They've gone really well in curries. We've done crispy courgettes. We've dehydrated courgettes. So many things that we can do with them. And to preserve them, what I prefer to do is actually make like ready meals for the freezer. Use them in that. Freeze them. You can freeze courgettes just by slicing them and throwing them in the freezer or dehydrating them in a dehydrator or a very low oven. Really tasty, actually, dehydrated. So that's a very, very quick synopsis on how to grow courgettes. And they are so easy. Really are easy. So that's a thought. I'll go through that today. Now, I've also sorting out next month's seed gift pack, and I thought I'll go through those quickly with you so you don't end up growing too many plants, because I know we're all pretty easy growing plants at the moment and growing seeds. So for May, what we've got sweet corn, parsnip, a pumpkin, watercress, lovage, a melon, and a runner bean. Yeah, I've gone for 7 varieties again for next month, just because it's so much available at the moment and you guys do support me all year round. Really appreciate it. And the more people we have signing up to this supporters club, the more seeds that we can get, because it just becomes so much easier and cheaper. So that's I thought I'll let you know that. Of course, that's all to look forward to coming up in May. So this week, on the podcast tomorrow, I've had a question come in about companion planting. Let me get my words out. A subject I'm really excited to talk about. I've got to do a ton of research to make sure everything's right, but it's a subject I'm really, really looking forward to talking about, because it's one of the things that I really love to do. One of my favourite companion planting is actually tomatoes with basil. So there you go. That's a bit of a heads up on what's coming on tomorrow. And then I've got a few tips and tricks on how to make the most of the time when it's all of a sudden seems overwhelming with what you've got to do in the allotment or garden. Something that I'm hearing a lot of at the moment, especially as we are starting to return back to work and hopefully normality is going to continue in our lives. So that's coming up on the podcast, and this week I'm going to be sowing more seeds. I've got some loofah seeds. What seeds am I going to be sowing from the supporters club? Don't know, you'll find out on Thursday. Lots to be done, and it's all rather exciting. Right, I'm going to sign off for tonight. There'll be the podcast on Monday as always. If anybody has any questions, thoughts, suggestions, etc., etc., please do get in touch, and I'd love to hear from you. Take care, guys. I'll speak to you again very soon.